at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was fabulous. It was just absolutely fabulous. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Julie Newman traveled from Canada for today's coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. A Chicago police officer shot and killed in the line of duty on the city's south side early today. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I've directed the superintendent to spare no expense, to make sure that we find the people responsible for this and bring them to justice.
CPD says a fellow officer responding to reports of gunfire found his colleague at the scene and took her to the hospital where she died. The favorite going into today's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte had a foot injury. The White House says President Biden will give the commencement address at Howard University and the Air Force Academy. This is ABC News. A baseball announcer apologizing for seemingly slipping up on the air.
Oakland Athletics TV announcer Glenn Kuiper using a racial slur on air during a pregame segment before last night's game at Kansas City. During that telecast on NBC Sports California, Kuiper later apologizing, saying his remark, quote, didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to, unquote. An A's statement calling Kuiper's language unacceptable. Kuiper is in his 20th year as an A's play-by-play voice. Joey Waller, ABC News.
About a week after the New York City Transit Authority announced it would stop publishing commuter alerts to Twitter, the notices are back on the platform. Transit officials announced that they'd stop publishing the alerts when Twitter said it would have to start charging for some of the services required to provide them. Well, then in an about-face, Twitter said it would restore free access to government services. So the notices are back. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A chilly London rain couldn't dampen the spirits of the crowds from around the world who wanted to be a part of history.
The hymns and the songs, everything, it was...
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Spring is almost here, and that means the environment will get a few months off from damaging road salt. There's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to certify people who apply road salt and encourage them to do it responsibly. Mike Moen reports.
The DNR would be tasked with establishing training for individual commercial applicators who would learn methods for spreading snow and ice melting products that protect water quality. Representative Elijah Benke is a lead sponsor on the assembly side and noted the impact of salt ending up in waterways is becoming hard to ignore.
Harmful effects have been noticed in our native aquatic organisms and other freshwater ecosystems.
To ease any concerns from the business community, the bill has language surrounding liability protections to shield applicators from lawsuits stemming from a slip and fall incident. Others who testified noted the plan can reduce salt from being spread around while still protecting public safety. The measure has bipartisan support as well as backing from environmental advocates. University of Wisconsin professor Hillary Dugan testified in support of the bill. Speaking on her own behalf, she noted efforts to curb salt use go beyond protecting habitat and waterways.
And this hurts recreational activities. It hurts property values. Thinking about if your private groundwater well gets salty, your property values reduced, you're left without drinkable water.
Dugan says state and local snowplow operators have made strides in being more efficient with their application of road salt or switching to less harmful products. She says incentivizing private contractors can accelerate progress. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, let's call it Friday Eve edition. Dominic, I got to admit, I was a little fuzzy this morning. I had a little hangover.
Well, happy Friday Eve. Crudy Evan on the board, our fair audience. I was fine, man. Good times last night, had by all in Madison. Good to see all you folks.
Well, let us thank the host last night, David Sider from Politico. Wined us and dined us, Dom. I've not been wined and dined in quite some time. If he'd asked nice,
thank you, David. Great to meet him. Good times. Good cat.
Dominic, may the fourth be with you.
And also with you. Hey, happy May the 4th, man. Like, I saw a headline in the Washington Post. Is this like the one day a year that all of us Star Wars fans get to, you know, ask those who have never seen Star Wars, how the hell have you never seen Star Wars? I mean, especially now that Disney owns it, it's all over the place.
Mandalorian stuff. And
oh, man.
I've told this story, Dom. I will recycle this story for your benefit. Although I would point out, Walker bashing coming very soon. I'm gleeful.
Oh, most
looking
excellent.
Forward to it. We'll get to Walker bash in just a moment. But Dom, when I was just a wee lad of, I believe I was turning 6, about 1976, Star Wars came out. Maybe I was turning 7. And my mom took me and some buddies and my brother, who was a little older than me. He was like 18 months older. More worldly, if you will.
Yes.
And she takes me to the movie theater at Westtown Mall in Madison, I believe. And I get to pick the movie. It's my birthday, right? And I look at this poster, and the one poster is Star Wars. And there's this dude with this lightsaber and some woman clinging on his leg. And some other stuff in the background. I'm like, well, and my brother's like, Star Wars, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes, great choice.
No.
No.
I was a birthday boy. I chose different.
A little intimidated?
I chose Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo. Amongst the top three of the Herbie Goes to franchise.
Definitely. Now, did Disney buy the Herbie franchise, or was that Disney to begin with?
I think it might have been Disney in the first place. And my brother was, let's just say, a little ticked because we didn't go to movies frequently. And once it leaves the theaters, It didn't go straight to disc. It didn't go to Netflix back then, man. You had to wait, what, years? It was like a year and a half before Star Wars came back to town.
On like the VHS or the Beta?
No, back to the theater.
Screen. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, dude, you couldn't get Star Wars. Star Wars only on the screen for years and years.
The original 1977 Episode 4, A New Hope.
So I was turning 7 then. Just a wee lad.
I got to see it in the theater. I saw them all in the theater. We went to the movies. It was a thing. It was a family thing we did. And then we'd watch movies as family. So that was, of course, in the library. I've probably seen Star Wars, the original, 1,000 times. I mean, I've seen that thing so many times. So classic and so influential to my young mind.
Can I tell you more about Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo? Very influential to my young mind.
Yeah.
You know, I was a much bigger Star Wars fan as like a 10, 11, 12-year-old. You know, then I got into it. I think that was like Return of the Jedi sort of time frame.
Yeah.
You know, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. I think that was the order. But, you know, then I'd like skip whole generations of movies. Like there's been like 12 plus stuff on it's not Netflix, Disney Plus or whatever. I mean, they've kind of overdone it.
And the animated spinoffs, yes, there's lots. There's a whole lot of Star Wars.
I like Han Solo. I like Han Solo, and I like Rogue One. And there's about 6 of them. I'm like, eh.
Well, no, I get it. But as a fan, you see them anyway because they're Star Wars, man. Rogue One was really good. I do agree with you on that one.
I only went to those and became a new fan because my boys were coming up.
Yeah.
And they're not big Star Wars fans. I don't think they're walking around wishing each other May the 4th May be the with fourth. You. Dom, let's get back to my tradition.
All right.
Walker bashing. He's given some advice to, of all people, former President Donald Trump. Scott Walker, nobody needs advice from you, wanker. But there's a column at the Journal Sentinel, the paper of record right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And I'm just going to jump right in. This from Bill Glauber. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has some advice for Donald Trump. So what? Who's taking advice from this guy? Anyways, I'll read. Walker says the ex-president should participate in the first Republican presidential debate scheduled for August in Milwaukee, which will host the 2024 Republican National Convention. President Trump should not blow off Wisconsin, Walker told the Journal Sentinel. He's always flat and monotonistic. Hillary Clinton made that mistake in 2016, and it cost her the election. Walker added a reference to Trump's close win over Clinton in Wisconsin that propelled him to the White House. The New York Times reported this week that Trump is likely to skip at least one of the first two debates and has made it clear that he does not want to breathe life into his Republican challengers by sharing the stage with them. You know, also rants like Scott Walker, maybe this cycle Scott Walker, Ron DeSantis. In an interview, Dom, last week with WABC Radio in New York, Trump declared, when you're up, you don't do debates. If you're even or down, you do debates. But when you're way up, what's the purpose of doing the debate? He added, I would have a hostile group of anchors, a hostile network asking questions. Why would I do that? But he'll go on a town hall on CNN?
All right. Republicans currently are moving forward with planning for the Milwaukee debate. Further details, including the date and criteria for candidates, are still to be announced. I wonder if they'll allow convicted rapists. We're business
only if civilly convicted.
Oh, okay. We're business as usual, hoping that we have the opportunity for our Republican candidates to have a debate here in August, said Anne Hathaway, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee's Debate Committee. Young America's Foundation, the organization that Walker leads, is among the partners in the Milwaukee debate, along with Fox News and Rumble.
The Walker Adolf's Foundation, what are they called?
The Young America's Foundation. So now we understand why Scott Walker feels so motivated to give advice to the former president who crushed him like a bug. Well, because Young America's Foundation is sponsoring the Milwaukee debate, and they won't get nearly the coverage or perhaps donations or, you know, the youth converts if the cheese messiah himself does not show up.
I love the subheadline here. Scott Walker, Donald Trump squared off in debates during the 2016 election.
Is that what that was? That was a squaring off?
What was it? If you recall, Donald Trump held center stage. I believe the first debate was in Cleveland. And Scott Walker was immediately to Donald Trump's right, and he was soon forgotten. And then the second time around, man, he was downright desperate. That was the whole, we don't need another apprentice, sir. We've already had an apprentice once. And then he went to the spin room for hours, and he's
still, Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Yeah.
We've already got one of those.
He used that line 200-300 times that night. More times than he said, freedom! You want to keep going, or you want me to jump back in?
I will go here. Of course, the debate. During his brief presidential run on the 2016
71 days.
Walker appeared in the first two GOP debates in one skirmish. He went after Trump for lack of experience. You heard that. We don't need an apprentice in the White House. Trump countered. When folks in Iowa found out the true facts of the job you've done in Wisconsin, Walker dropped in the polls. Walker told the Journal Sentinel that Trump thrives in debates. I saw it firsthand. He commands the attention of the audience.
Something Scott Walker rarely does, unless it's the converted.
In his comments, Walker also looked beyond the primary season to the general election, where Wisconsin is a key battleground. Walker said Trump needs to win over Wisconsin voters, swing voters, and make a dent in the youth vote. Well, Walker, you're doing everything you can, right? The Young America's Foundation with their spunky leader, Scott Walker. I mean, who doesn't rile up the kids if not Scott Walker? Walker added that the opening debate also provides a significant platform. Of course, his Young America's Foundation sponsoring of the opening debate. That's why he cares so much. 8 years ago, the first debate attracted 24 million viewers, Walker said. That is an amazing experience.
They didn't tune in to watch you, wanker.
Right. The presidential field for Republicans taking shape. Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, formerly in the race. Other potential candidates, of course, DeSantis, former Vice President Pence, Tim Scott of South Carolina, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Early in the week, Christie criticized Trump's reported stance in the early debates. Christie said, obviously, he's afraid. He's afraid to get on stage against people who are serious. And in that regard, I'd like to see Trump go after Christie. I'd like to see some of this, actually.
Do you think he would, you know, keep it all above board, or do you think he'd go immediately towards his weight for Chris Christie? If it's Marco.
Christie to Trump's weight or Trump's to Christie's weight? Because, I mean, Christie's big, but Trump is, you know, certainly not a Swedish preteen boy. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Rip on each other for being fat. I mean, hopefully we'd get beyond that. But no.
You're talking about Donald Trump, dude.
I know, but how do the Republicans on the debate stage deal with Donald Trump? Do they throw the, hey, oh, your Proud Boys got convicted of seditious conspiracy, Trump? What were you and Roger Stone talking about? You know, that or the conviction of the civilly raping, you know, the rape conviction, perhaps?
They do
the
fear him.
Vote there. Why? I don't think Chris Christie fears Donald Trump, dude, honestly.
Come back with us. May the 4th be with you. That was always cheesy, man. Devil's Advocates, we try not to be cheesy, but it is a Wisconsin-based product. You're probably going to get some dairy.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 51, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, 66. Cloudy, overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered storms Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Nice. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Feel free to join us, offer your opinions, your thoughts, your takes. 844-967-2789.
Wanker. Who is going to take his advice? Dominic, the current governor of the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, today he was making some news, threatening a veto. Shared revenue has been a hot button topic, especially for communities like Milwaukee. And Milwaukee needs to do something. They need a funding formula.